It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon's Crop Progress Crop Condition Ratings Report did show, again, improving crops, which put pressure on the markets, not only Monday, but it also spilling over into Tuesday's overnight action. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the weekly crop progress report.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
As expected, all of the three of the crops did see improvements as far as crop ratings are concerned, but they're starting to become a little bit of a concern when you look at the crop condition ratings reports from USDA. Monday afternoon's report did show a little bit of a bearish number as corn conditions improved by 2%. That crop's now rated at 71% good to excellent. It was 1% above expectations for where conditions came in. But where we saw the biggest improvements were in the fringe areas, where we saw, you know, North Dakota's crop improving 10%, Ohio's improved by 12%, and South Dakota's improved by 8%. Those are the fringe areas. When you actually get into the heart of the Corn Belt, we did see Illinois improve by 5%, mainly because of the southern regions improved nicely. But the rest of the regions, like Indiana, saw a 1% decrease. Iowa only saw a 1% increase in conditions. Minnesota and Nebraska also only improving by 1%. So we're seeing pretty much most of the improvement coming in, of course, the Northern Plains and the Eastern Corn Belt, where we've been seeing most of the concerns or issues. And a lot of that is because it's been visual, where the crop has now started to see a little bit better growth and starting to get a little bit more color. Soybeans, on the other hand, didn't see as much improvement. They improved by 1%, which was expected by the trade. The crop's now rated 68% good to excellent. But again, it was in the fringe areas that we saw the bigger increases as far as ratings were concerned. North Dakota improved by about 8%, Ohio improved by 3%, and South Dakota by 9%. And again, mainly because of the heat that we saw here a couple weeks ago that helped the crop to start finally growing. As far as the major Corn Belt, we saw Illinois unchanged, Indiana dropped by 2%, Iowa dropped by 1%, Minnesota and Nebraska also dropped by 1%. So again, majority of the increase or the improvements came in the fringe areas of the Northern Plains and also the Eastern Corn Belt. Now looking at it for the winter wheat conditions, they improved by 2%, which was 2% better than expected by the trade. And again, Montana dropped by 18%, as did North Carolina, and Kansas dropped by 1%, but we saw 11% improvement in Colorado and in Texas, which helped to keep the crop from going backwards. And as far as spring wheat is concerned, conditions improved by 3% to 53% good to excellent. And again, it was North Dakota this time that helped improve it the most. North Dakota's crop improved by 9%, as did South Dakota's, both of those helping to keep the numbers going stronger. Minnesota improved by 5%, but we again saw Montana drop by 8%. Overall, you have to say that we did see improvements in some of the states, but some of the other major states did see some troubles on the horizon. Now, the market is going to look forward to the June crop production report for direction.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.